Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to be under a fair bit of pressure this morning. The futures ended around session lows with a loss of around 1.8%, reflecting a steep sell-off for US stocks in particular. So at the heart of this, we're still grappling with familiar themes, high inflation levels, and how that translates to the corporate sector and what it means for households as well in the bigger picture. So we saw evidence of this again last night, acutely in the form of earnings numbers from Target. They were a big miss, to say the least, and then they highlighted all of the issues that they're facing that turn around supply chain issues and then indeed higher costs. And that's why you saw the stock fall by an extraordinary 24%. It had echoes of what we saw a day earlier when the world's biggest retailer, Walmart, reported its numbers, which ended up with them downgrading their earnings expectations. So Walmart shares fell another 7% last night, in addition to the 11% that they fell the day before. So there was a whole raft of other retailers that got caught up in this maelstrom last night. Dollar Tree, for example, down 14%, Costco down 12%, Lululemon down by around 11%, Lowe's was down by about 6%. But the important thing is that investors took the view of stocks that are sensitive to consumer spending and interest rates would all be caught in that same catchment. So what stood out last night, again, was the sensitivity to this in the property space. So Lennard, the big US home builder, was down by around 6%. D.H. Horton was down by about 7%, just highlighting how this issue, which had its epicenter in the retail space, just rippled out into different parts of the economy. So this, of course, all dovetailed into some comments that were made by the head of the US Federal Reserve a day ago, where he said that, where Jerome Powell indicated that the Fed would do whatever's required to see a meaningful downward trajectory for inflation. So that came back to haunt the markets last night and was a factor at play as well as the market sold off. So as far as the European experience was concerned, we saw European markets lower across the board, and that turned around the inflation measures that were released last night, which remain at historic highs as far as Eurozone inflation was concerned. UK inflation was noteworthy for the fact that it was at an annualized rate of 9% in the month of April. That was actually a little bit lower than what the market had anticipated, but up substantially from the 7% rate that was seen in the month of March. But you know, you've seen electricity prices rise by more than 50%. Gas and fuel prices more than doubled over the course of the last month. So that was one of the factors that was just upsetting European investors. So on the local front today, as I said, it'll be a similar theme that gets mimicked in the local picture, but it'll be interesting to see what impact today's employment numbers have. It's expected that they will be quite encouraging, with more than 30,000 jobs forecast to have been added to the economy and the unemployment rate potentially falling to the lowest levels since the 1970s. So it'll be a question of whether or not that actually resonates with investors, but that tends to often get put to the margins when you're dealing with sell-offs in the magnitude of what we saw last night for Wall Street in particular. The other important thing to bear in mind is that essentially this move lower now brings us back towards the lower end of the range that we have seen in this most recent sell-off for global markets. So it's a question of whether or not this is taken advantage of by opportunistic buyers, or whether or not it's a question of that group stepping aside and just seeing the extent to which sellers are prepared to chance their arm. So it's actually quite a valuable session today to take note from in that respect. The Aussie dollar got marked down again last night, so it's back to around 69.6 US cents.